got your Bibles, turn to Matthew chapter 24. Turn to Matthew chapter 24. We have started there. And I'm going to be here a while, okay? Because what we're doing, we're comparing Matthew 24 with Revelation and the tribulation period. So we're going to be here a while. I'm going to kind of regress a little bit tonight to bring the truth. Now, I'm not going to preach long tonight. I could preach 2 hours. Honestly, if I had the breath, I could teach 2 hours tonight, but I'm not going to do that. Let your heart not be troubled. But I do want to continue covering this area. How many of you believe something's happening? I believe the Lord's coming. I'm going to do something tonight. Also, will you put your hand over in the book of Daniel and Daniel chapter number 9. Now, I'm going to make a statement. I want y'all to catch this. Will you catch it? Go to Daniel 9 also. I said I'm going to regress a little bit. I'm going to read the first 14 verses of Matthew 24. But I must get this across to you. Chad's around here. Chad knows what I'm about ready to say is factual. The gospel according to Matthew describes Jesus as the king. Amen. And talks about the kingdom to come. How many of y'all know the model prayer? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Ladies and gentlemen, that actually is a millennial prayer. A prayer that they will be praying during the tribulation period. Getting ready for the king to come. Are y'all with me? And I want to say this. If you interpret the church in Matthew 24, and this section is talking about the church, you are in error. Because it is talking about the Jew. And in Matthew 24, the Jew, before there ever was a church, was called the elect. And by the way, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the Jew. Somebody help me preach. And let me read these verses, then take you to Daniel. And I'll make a statement or two. Matthew 24, go with me again. We'll read 14 verses. Then Daniel, and I'll see where this thing goes tonight. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, remember now, this is the Olivet Discourse. See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately or privily, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming? And the end of the world. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Now I can lay Revelation 6 right beside there, and you could follow it along, and we'll do that as we go on. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Ladies and gentlemen, what you're seeing in the Middle East right now is just the beginning of what's going to happen. I mentioned last week, many of you missed it. I could tell by the way I was talking to you, you missed it. But Egron of Turkey, which is in that confederacy of Ezekiel 38, called Putin. And they are getting ready to devise a plan to be a deterrent to Israel. They're thinking about putting a force there. Ladies and gentlemen, in the last days, there's going to be a war with Russia. And the bear from the north is going to come down. And you remember that Confederacy, it included Germany, it included Togomark, Libya, Iran. One of the most wicked countries in the world is Iran. Somebody help me preach. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. And notice this, and these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And I want you to notice this context. Please notice context. And ye shall be hated of all what? Can I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, who is that? You've got to interpret Matthew 24 in the light of Israel. Am I preaching? For my name's sake. And then shall be many offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. Boy, that scripture's been taken clear out of context. It's talking about those that'll live through the tribulation period. Not being saved by works, not enduring to be saved. We're saved by grace. Am I preaching? I can see I'm not going to make it very far. In verse 14, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Many of you have never seen a revival, but after the church leaves, there's going to be a revival. And I'll show you that and show you by who, and who will preach it, and who will be instrumental. All right, let me... Lord, I'm bogged down. Turn to Daniel for a minute. I might get me a... Are you going to help me out, Josh? Is Josh here? Somebody. Okay, get me. Put it up there for me. And they'll probably not be able to see it, but I'm going to explain it. Okay, I'll give you a moment. Turn to Daniel chapter number 9. When you get there, say amen. And somewhere in your notes, put the most important Old Testament prophecy according to prove pre-trib and premillennialism. Most important prophecy of the Old Testament found in the book of Daniel, chapter number 9, verses 24 through 27. I'm going to give you this tonight. Probably as far as I'm going to go, take you over to Revelation, kind of show you a couple things there, and we'll quit. Because I just can't do it all tonight. Woo! Are y'all there? Say amen. Now notice this. Am I up there? Well, I'm not up there. I'm not there, but there. But that's all right. I'll explain these things. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city. Now stop a minute. How many of you know who thy people is? 70 weeks is determined. And let's explain it. Let's read it out. You'll know, it'll start coming to you. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon the holy city. You know that's Jerusalem. To finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, and to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and anoint the most holy. Woo! Know therefore, and understand, that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem, until Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. What's that add up to? 69 weeks. The street shall be built, and the wall, even in troublesome times. Stay with me. And after 62 weeks, shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood. And unto the end, war and desolations are determined. Notice this, in verse 27, very important. And he, that's the prince, mark in there, circle, Antichrist, shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. That 1 week is called the 70th week of Daniel. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease, and the overspreading of abominations he shall make desolate unto the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. Now, you said, I don't have a clue what that is all about. Well, I'm going to tell you quickly. Can I tell you quickly? I'm not going to do just a complete preaching on the 70 weeks of Daniel. But I do know this. Can I tell you when the 70 weeks start? You said, what do you mean 70 weeks? 70 weeks of 7 days? I'm glad you asked that. Because that's not the answer. How many remember, come on, help me. How many remember this? When Jacob went to Laban and he wanted to get a wife, and he was in love with Rachel, and he said, what do I need to get her? Right? How many remember that? And you know what Laban said to her? Fulfill her week. Well, we found out the week there was 7 years. But Laban tricked him because he made him marry the elder. So he had to spend 14 years with him. Hey, he run into a crook bigger than he was. But the key to that was, he said, fulfill the week. That was 7 years. So if you multiply 70 times 7, how many of you know what you get? 490 years. Now, notice when it started. It started, well, this is important. Look at the scripture. It said, know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem. I'll tell you when that was. That was 445 B.C. You add 483 years, you come around A.D. 30 to A.D. 32. And there's a reason I'm saying that, because of the Jewish calendar. And how many of y'all believe Messiah come? When the fullness of time, God sent forth His Son, made of woman, made under the law. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus' very birth was dated, predestined, predetermined, and delivered by Almighty God Himself. And if they understood all the prophecy they had, they could have took when they started that wall and that temple in 445, add 483 years, and they would have knew exactly when Messiah came. Now, at the end of the 69th year, how many of y'all still with me? I hope I'm not over your head. Messiah was cut off, right? He died. He died, Rich. And then comes the 70th week. The 70th week is the tribulation. Well, hold on. Jeff, if we would just went back to back, everything done been over. And we done went through the millennial. Somebody help me preach. But ladies and gentlemen, what's missing? I'm asking you, what's missing? There's something missing from this equation. You said, why is there something missing? Notice what he said, Lois, this is important. He said, there's 70 weeks determined for my people. Amen. Not Gentiles. Not the church. For my people. That is the most important thing that I say. Because I want to tell you. The church has no part in the 70th weeks or 70 weeks. We'll not be in any of it. You say, well, where are we? I'm glad you asked. Paul in Ephesians talked about a mystery. How many's ever read a mystery novel? A mystery. You know what the mystery was? The mystery was the church. The mystery was us. And between the 69th week and the 70th week is the church. You find it in Revelation, the outline. Lord God, I'm getting happy. The outline in the book of Revelation to show us things to come. He said, write the things that are and the churches. And then at the end of the church period in Revelation 4:1, John was called up hither. And I want you to know something. The church goes up in Revelation 4:1, and the church is raptured in Revelation 4:1, and the tribulation period starts in Revelation 6, and we do not go in it. Amen. Now, that's a lot of preaching. And I'm not even going to try to explain all this tonight. I'm just trying to give you an idea. I've got to get you thinking right about this. Because see, here's what's happening. Church, you listen to me. And Calvinists have a lot to do with this. Right. You say, why are you wrecking them all the time? Because they deserve it.
Amen.
Anybody study Romans 9, 10, 11? Those chapters are referring to Israel. When it talks about election. By the way, he's talking about the corporate election of Israel and the individual election of service. He is not talking about he elected you to be saved and you to be lost and predestinated you to be saved and you to be lost. He's talking about his big plan of redemption where Israel, somebody help me preach. Amen. And here's what's happening. The liberals and those that are interpreting the Bible symbolically instead of literally, here's what they're doing. They're replacing Israel with the church. And they're taking the church through the tribulation period. Some of them take it halfway. Some of them take it three quarters of the way. Called pre-wrath. But most of them now, especially in the Calvinist crowd, the Reform crowd, here's what they believe. Church goes all the way through. Especially if you interpret Matthew 24. Because if you're putting the church in Matthew 24, here's what you believe. You believe the rapture is at the end of the tribulation. He comes after the church, takes them up, and right back down. That's false. Because the 70 weeks of Daniel is not talking about the church.
Amen.
The 70 weeks of Daniel. Say it with me. Everybody repeat this. Talk about my people. Say it with me. Say it again. Who was his original people? Who is the church being grafted into because of their blindness right now? But I want every one of you not to make a mistake. There is a day coming at the end of the tribulation when he's going to come back and he's going to restore Israel. And they are going to go to their throne. And they are going to rule in the millennial kingdom. And they will be that great nation again. And to say anything else, it's heresy, false doctrine. And that's why you're not pre-trib, pre-millennial, and you don't have a clue. Oh, I don't even know if I'm going to get into all this tonight. I feel an urge to hit a few rabbits on the way. You said, but preacher, doesn't it say he's coming at the last trump? Hold it. By the way, before you get real confused, there's a last trump of the revelation of Christ, and there's a last trump of the rapture, because the trump sounds to bring a gathering. At the rapture, he's gathering the church. at the revelation, he's gathering the Gentile nations and the sheep nations and Israel. Somebody help me preach. Am I preaching, Jeff? Somebody wave your hand. Aren't you glad we ain't going through a minute of that? Amen. Now, let me show you a couple. I know. Let me show you something. Turn over Revelation again. Let me show you something. We're going to go back to Daniel. I'm going to close here in 8 minutes, 9 minutes, maybe. I'm trying. I'm going to show you the rapture. Now, I want to tell you something. Don't answer this too quick. Hey, Dr. Harrison, I don't want them to answer what I'm about ready to say too quick. They better think. What actually starts the tribulation period? And don't say rapture. Don't say rapture. What starts the tribulation period is the appearance of the Antichrist. Yes, sir. Now look at Revelation 1, or 4, excuse me. Let me show you something. I'm going to take you. And how many still got your hand back there in Daniel? You got to have it there because I'm going back in a minute. I want to show you something. Then I'll be done tonight. Woo! After this, I looked. That's John saying. And behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I was heard as it were talking, as it were of a trumpet talking with me. Wonder why he heard that rapture trumpet. Because the Bible said the trumpet will sound and the dead in Christ will rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together in air, and so shall we ever be there. Lord, it said, come up hither, I will show you things. Show you the things which must be what? So it's after what? After the church. Those seven churches there said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Ladies and gentlemen, mark it down right there. That statement is never mentioned again from chapter 4 all the way to chapter 19. But this statement is mentioned. He that hath an ear, let him hear. Why didn't it say churches? Well, the church is God. Well, hallelujah. You might be looking for the undertaker. I'm looking for the uppertaker. And immediately I was in the Spirit. And behold, a throne was set in heaven. One that sat upon it, he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. There was a rainbow about the throne in the sight like unto an emerald. And around about the throne were 24 seats. Now we got to find out who in the world this is. I got the answer. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in what? White raiment. That's important. Make a note there. That's important. Say important. And they had on their heads what? Crowns of gold. I wonder where they got that. In verse 10, look at this. And the 24 elders fell down before him that sat on the throne and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever and cast their what? Now, let me show you one more thing. Lord, can y'all do this? Turn over to Revelation 19. I got to prove something to you real quick. I'm going to show you who that 24 elders is. Y'all there? Verse 7, Revelation 19. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife had made herself ready. Who in the world's his wife? And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in what? Fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is what? Church, say it. The righteousness of the saint. You say, well, when are we going to get them crowns at the judgment seat? So what's happened? The rapture happened. The judgment seat happened. We got rewarded. Now I want you to notice one thing. Get ready to go back to Daniel 9. Get ready. Are y'all getting ready? How many's ready? All right, go to Revelation 6. Now, there's a whole lot of praising going on in chapter 4 and 5. And then somebody's found worthy to open a 7-seal book. You said, who is that found worthy? What said worthy is the Lamb. For the Lamb. I'm talking about the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, the bride of morning star, the rose of Sharon. Now notice, stay with me, because next week when we get back, I'll start tying all this together in Matthew 24. Now look at Revelation 6. Are y'all there? Then I'm going to take you back one trip and we're finished. And I saw when the Lamb, that's the Lord, opened one of the seals, seven sealed book, which is the title deed to the earth, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts said, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him. Listen. And he went forth conquering and to conquer. Now hold a minute. Before you think, that's not Jesus. Before you shout, that's Jesus. That's not Jesus. Because Jesus, how many of y'all agree with me? Jesus ain't coming with no bow and arrow. He's coming with a sword that proceedeth out of his mouth. Read Revelation. No, that's the counterfeit Christ. That's the Antichrist. Why is he coming with a bow, Rich? This is easy. And no arrows. Because he comes as a peace candidate. Let's go right back to Daniel chapter number 9 and verse 27. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. Here's what he's going to do. He's going to come in. I personally believe there's going to be some wars now coming between now. And I started to make a statement, but I don't want to choke you. I'll do it next week. Between now and the rapture and the time that Antichrist comes. Because this world is looking for a peace candidate. How many of y'all agree with me? He's going to come in and sign an agreement with Israel. And I believe it's going to be after the war of Russia. And here's what the unthinkable is going to happen. Israel's going to lay down their arms. They're going to be a peace made by the Antichrist. And the same Antichrist that brings priests in. And we showed you last week, and I'll go back to it next week. Then I'll start bringing war in, and I'll go back and tie that in next week. Now, how many's making sense of this?
Amen.
I think I'm doing all right. I know this is a lot to digest. That's why I'm repeating it a lot, right? But know this. Let me give you the good part, and I'm done. Church, Matthew 24, if you read a lot of it, you'll start saying, that seems like it's happening right now. Because we're seeing a lot of the outskirts of it. And if that doesn't happen until the tribulation, and that's ushering in the millennial, and we're going to go out before that happens, how close is it for us to go out? See, I am a pre-trib raptures. The tribulation, the rapture of the church happens prior to the tribulation. And then I am a premillennialist that the Lord comes back at the end of the tribulation with us, swooping down through the valley of Megiddo. The blood will be up to the horse's bridle. That's why he said he's vaster as dipped in blood. And he comes and stands his feet up on Mount Olive. And that thing cleaves. And then the next thing he does, I'm about to shout. He proceeds. And I took many groups there. Down through the eastern gate. You ever heard that song, I'll meet you in the morning just side the eastern gate? That's not the rapture. That's at the revelation when Jesus comes. And here's what he does. He swoops through the eastern gate, sits on the throne of David, and establishes a 1,000-year millennial kingdom. Now, that's a lot of preaching. Somebody help me. Is that a lot of preaching and teaching? But that's just, I'm scratching. Now, I'll take you back to Matthew 24. You'll be able to understand more that Matthew 24 is talking about the tribulation period when we get back there the next time. But I had to go back to show you some things. How many like good teaching, preaching? I mean, I'm trying to show you some things. You say, do you have the answer to everything? Absolutely not, and you don't either. But I do want to tell you, I have the answer to the key things. But I want to ask you this. If he come right here tonight and took the church out, how many of you are ready? How many of you are ready? Raise your hand if you're ready. If you know you're saved, raise your hand. If you don't, you leave them down because you're going to be left behind. How many of you don't know for sure you're saved, but you need to be saved? All right, let's bow our heads. Stand with me. Maybe you need to pray for somebody. You come. Maybe there's somebody here backslidden. You ought to come and get right because the time is close. Father, thank you for helping us tonight. And Lord, there's so much preaching. And I want to be methodical. And I want our people to understand. And Lord, just touch the invitation now and just bless. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll sing just a verse.